other areas there is an entire continent, China, for example, where they are struggling to figure it out, just as everyone is struggling to figure it out. And yet, from your point of view, if you are from the family way over on the left, they are from the family way over on the right. They are approaching it in a very different way. So, the simple solution, the simple way to obtain peace, and yet so difficult, is for each person to accept full responsibility, full accountability, full visibility for themselves into their own souls, so that they stop lying to themselves, they stop being in denial about those things they are not comfortable with in themselves, and instead they start looking at those things as well without judgment. Again, this does not mean that perhaps you would continue doing, thinking, saying those things you are not comfortable with, but as long as you are in denial about it, you can't help but keep doing it. If you do not look at it, you cannot, if you do not accept that it exists, you cannot do anything about it. It is like someone who is walking through a forest of trees and is saying, let us say, that they are a woodsman who is seeking to lumber, who wishes to cut down the trees for lumber. But they cover their eyes and they say, I see no trees. They will never be able to accomplish their goal of cutting down a tree until they open their eyes and look and say, that is a tree. And that is a tree that can be cut down because it is crowding other trees, or it is already perhaps diseased or something. Therefore, looking is the first step. The first step is being willing to look. The first step is being willing to trust that if you look, that there will be nothing in your heart and in your soul that cannot be dealt with. So you have that willingness and you have that trust, and then you look. And it might be little things at first that you look at, but eventually you can tackle the bigger things. And sometimes those things, again, that seemed huge, once you confront them, once you no longer have the fear that is giving them larger shadows, making them bigger, they may not be so big by the time you tackle them, address them. So you ask yourself, is there some place I am uncomfortable with? One way that you can find where your denials are, and this is not something that is necessarily new, but it is to look at others and look at what they do that you don't like. And not necessarily, I just don't prefer that kind of don't like, but a very strong, I really don't like that. There is the possibility that it is something about you that you are not liking. It can be the same thing, or it can be a mirror of that thing. For example, if a person is too overbearing to you, and in your face all the time and trying to make you do things, and you don't like that, it doesn't mean necessarily that you are overbearing. It can mean that you are too wimpy, if you will, and you allow too much of that sort of thing to happen. There is an interface, a dividing line, a boundary that needs to be drawn there, where that person would be on this side and you would be on this side, but instead they are over that boundary into your territory, your space, because you have allowed it. You are not a victim. It is something you allowed. But if you don't look at that, don't own the allowance part, then you're thinking that person's bad, they're pushing, I don't like it. This is one way that you can look at things and determine that there is an issue, and then of course determine what the issue is. We would propose, we would suggest that most of you know what the issue is. In fact, we would say all of you do know, but again, there is that level of denial, which could be looked at more neutrally, if you will, as a layer of protection that you have put on yourself until you are strong enough to work with that particular issue. And this is a good way to look at any issues, all issues that you have, that if you find that you recognize something but you feel you cannot control it, or it just seems beyond your capabilities to address, accept that it is so and allow yourself to be that way. That is a better, more loving, more conscious, more responsible, more accountable action to take than to try to deny it or to try to forcibly chastise yourself for being that way, or to just those two. So we have briefly covered the topic of peace, though we feel we have talked about the core. We have touched on the connection with love and peace. We will speak a little bit more about love and its relation to peace. We have already introduced the idea that achieving peace in your own heart, in your own being, is the first and most important step toward achieving peace in this world. But of course, what we have spoken of in different terms is essentially loving yourself. Loving yourself exactly as you are. Loving yourself, flaws, if you will, and all. Loving yourself not in spite of how you are in certain ways, but loving those aspects of yourself too. And if you do not understand them, because loving is made easier by understanding, so if you do not understand them and are finding it hard to love that part of you, then at least accepting them and thinking and feeling toward yourself in a manner that says, I am a human being. I am not... I am a human being who is doing these things, who is manifesting in this particular way for reasons that I have perhaps forgotten reasons